Kevin Cunningham, let's look at polls in this jurisdiction. How are the parties doing? And I suppose we've had a recent behaviour and attitudes poll, but before we get the panel gets to the chance to say, well, snapshot in time, et cetera, I suppose let's look at the trends rather than any single poll. Let's get you in on that first. Who's doing well trend-wise and who's not?
Yeah, so if you're to take the latest round of polling, it's a series of polls, and adjust according to the extent to which some parties do better in some polls over others, and so on and so forth. The current poll of polls will put Sinn Féin at 33%, Fine Gael at 20%, Fianna Fáil 18%, Social Democrats 5.5%, Greens 4.5%, the Labour Party 4%. People for Profit 2.5 and AIM to 1.5. But that, broadly speaking, what that does is it puts Sinn Féin, since if you go all the way back to the last general election, Sinn Féin are up sort of 8.5 since the general election. The Social Democrats up 3%. And then the parties that are down, you're talking about Fine Gael down just 1% since the general election, Fianna Fáil down 4%. And the Greens down 2.5, and others and independents are also down as well.
Right.
And that's generally the balance. Yeah.
And in terms of the shorter term polling, say since the lifting of the no fault eviction ban, what was the impact of that in recent polls? And, you know, how does that tally with the trends you've just outlined?
Yeah, so I mean, there were two polls that have been conducted since the eviction ban. One doesn't demonstrate any significant change. That would be the Ireland Thinks one. But the Behaviours and Attitudes poll had Fine Gael down 8 points and Sinn Féin up 5. I think a change of that magnitude in that particular poll would suggest that significant numbers would have had to transfer from Fine Gael to Sinn Féin in that particular poll. But I think we'll have to wait and see other polls to see if that's just that poll or whether there's a kind of a wider trend there as well.
Right. Before I go to Fergus O'Dowd as the first question on the panel, Kevin, give us the diagnosis of Fine Gael there, and I can put that to Fergus. So you can't dismiss me as a mere journalist. Let's get a political scientist's take.
Yeah. Well, okay. I mean, I think I'd say two things. Firstly, you know, on these polls, like neither the current government or the any putative coalition involving Sinn Féin and all of the left could actually be returned. So I think there's a quite interesting dynamic come whatever the next election is, and the ability of Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin to be able to coalesce or do anything there. But in terms of Fine Gael, I think there's obviously a lot of talk about Fine Gael, certainly in relation to the most recent retirement of John Paul Phelan as well. But, you know, Fine Gael are only down 1 point overall in this poll of polls. I think you'd have to have a series of polls reflecting what the BNA poll suggested in order to, you know, be able to confirm right. that there's a significant there's a significant chance of a risk for Leo Varadkar and so on.
And despite Fergus O'Dowd, what Kevin Cunningham outlines there as a relatively small drop since the last general election, there seems to be a departure to the door by a number of Fine Gael TDs. Many of them would have been identified as being quite close to Leo Varadkar, John Paul Phelan, although for very specific reasons in that case, Joe McHugh, Brendan Griffin. You know, we've seen a number of politicians heading for the door. Is there a sense of unease within the party?
I don't think so.
An unwillingness to face the country?
I'll tell you, if you look at a location where politicians live, in all parties, coming from the west of Ireland, having to go back to those constituencies, you're Dublin 3 days a week, you have a young family. When you go back home, you've got to travel bad roads and, you know, social events that you don't have to do on the East Coast. So I think it's a very difficult job for people in all parties. And obviously it's a very tough job. Politicians get a lot of abuse. And I think that many people make family decisions, and I understand that. But having said that,
why your party in particular are those decisions?
No, I don't think it's just my party. Okay. I think.
Haven't those things always been the case that you always have to drive from the west of Ireland?
Yeah,
always been sitting 3 days. You have a family.
No, I understand that, but I wouldn't underestimate the importance of a person in their 40s with young children going to Dublin 3 days a week and coming back and never seeing their kids, not being able to go to the football match, you know, not being able to go to whatever it is.
departure,
so
though,
I think,
from...
No, but I just want to make the point. Sure. I think that applies to people in all parties. And I think that Fine Gael and government, you know, governments are tough places to be in. You're constantly defending. You've got to stand up for things you don't personally necessarily support. Right. So it's a very difficult job.
Do you want to give us the top three things you've supported that you don't personally believe in?
No, they're well known. I'm here to represent my party. But the point I'm trying to make is that being in government is tough. It's difficult.
All right.
And it does, there is attrition on it. We've been in government for 12 years. That is difficult for people, yeah. But we're up for the job.
Has Leo Varadkar won an election? Even his election to leadership, he lost that amongst the membership of Fine Gael.
Yeah.
And every election since, I think the way the votes were counted,
the weighing in our party, he won that. That's why he's called a leader.
I want to go to Niall O'Donnell on this. As you said, Niall, only one poll matters. So that 31% or 33% as it is in Kevin Cunningham's poll of polls, you're not getting too excited about it, are you? What do you make of the other thing that Kevin Cunningham said, that formation of a government, even with all the left parties on the opposition benches, is not a runner, that Fianna Fáil, who you've been very critical of, looks like the most viable coalition partner?
Well, look, polls are important and they shouldn't be dismissed either. I'm not suggesting that we do that. And the reality is that Sinn Féin have had a consistently good showing in relation to the polls. I want that to translate into votes on the day, and I hope that it does. Ultimately, I mean, the message that I hear more often than not is make sure you have enough candidates running. Make sure they're good to go, and certainly we're up for electing them and for bringing about that change that people so clearly are expressing that they want, Colin. So,
all right.
You know, we'll go into that. We'll go into the election on that basis.
Kevin, the difficulty with that analysis is looking at Fianna Fáil is, even if they are the most viable coalition partner, the support base that's left for Fianna Fáil is implacably opposed to that. Is that the case?
Yeah, that's the interesting thing about Fianna Fáil. If you remember, immediately after the last general election, Fianna Fáil support declined very sharply to around 12 or 13%. What happened there was Fianna Fáil lost quite a lot of its, what you might describe as its kind of Sinn Féin friendly vote. And then as it recovered in the last couple of months, certainly during Micheál Martin's leadership or position as Taoiseach, Fianna Fáil started to gain significant support from Fine Gael voters. So the composition of Fianna Fáil's vote compared to 2020 is actually very, very different. And it's now quite heavily stacked with people who would be naturally quite opposed to Sinn Féin. So I think, broadly speaking, it makes it very difficult for the two parties to come.
Okay, Kevin, thanks for that. We'll be back shortly after this.